Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cameras now.
Wow. Yeah,
it still looks like a hot pile of garbage.
We need 2 more cameras. You know, I've noticed while I've been editing that my hands are like I'm doing.
You got T-Rex hands?
Yeah. I'm like.
Oh, just because it's something to do.
Yeah, it's something to do. I gotta be cooler.
When did you start smoking cigarettes? You ever smoke cigarettes?
I tried a cigarette once when I was a kid. And I was like, this sucks. It's like when I tried to drink a beer. I was like, this doesn't taste good.
What about a cigar? Ever smoke a cigar?
I've never smoked a cigar.
You've never smoked a cigar?
Yeah, I've never. Wait, what are those Swisher Sweets? I tried a Swisher Sweet.
A cigarillo?
Yeah, cigarillo.
You got one of those?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, we should have a... Yeah, so I think we should have a tracksuit.
Tracksuit.
I wore
cigar.
The other one since he commented. We should have a tracksuit cigar night. We should have basically an old man evening.
Okay.
Of scotch.
Okay.
Cigars. Equalizer 3. Are we going to watch this movie or what?
No, I have one... Oh, you're so angry. But I did watch it.
I watched it again. You watched it without us?
I did.
You watched it without us?
Yeah, I did.
So this is another episode of What's This? Talk with Brian Sturges. I am that Brian Sturges. You follow me at Brian Sturges. You follow Cliff Beach to Cliff Beach Music. You follow Timothy Hall at Timothy Music. You watched Equalizer 3 with Anderson of
Music. I'd watch it again, though. I enjoyed it. I loved it.
Did you feel guilty?
Yeah.
Did you feel any guilt watching
it? No, I did feel guilty.
Did you watch it by yourself or with someone else?
Oh, by myself. Over several days.
You watched it, but why wouldn't you?
Because I was like, these guys are never going to watch this.
I'm ready.
You're ready?
I'm ready.
I never watched it.
I know. He watched it.
Equalizer 3.
He watched it.
And I went back and watched Equalizer
3?
2. Well, I couldn't find Equalizer 1.
Did you watch the Equalizer with Queen Latifah all 3 seasons?
That had 3 seasons?
You don't commit.
I don't.
Is that where she was a detective or something?
It's the same movie, but just as a series.
This is going to sound bad, but I
really
don't find it believable.
Washington, yeah. And she said it was number one.
Really?
I've never heard. This is a show?
With women over 40 on Friday at 8 p.m.
What channel?
CBS.
Oh, it's a CBS joint?
I think so.
Look up Equalizer. I never heard of this.
Yeah. Queen Latifah's taking care of business.
She's Denzel Washington. She's Denzel Washington. No,
so she's
no,
Equalizer.
No.
She's like doing the punches. There's like stunt people or whatever.
Oh, no. The only punches are comedic.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a comedy?
No.
Okay.
But it's that
4
same.
Seasons.
Wow, 4 seasons.
Chris Noth from Sex and the City and
I Law
and Order.
Love me some
big. Big.
Didn't he get slut-shamed or something?
Oh, whatever. Adam Goldberg.
Canceled? Oh, that sounds Jewish.
Oh, yeah. Wait, was he canceled? Adam Goldberg?
No, Big.
Oh, Big was.
Chris Noth.
Okay.
Wasn't he canceled?
Oh, Donald Logue is in there?
Wasn't he kicked out of the reboot of Sex and
like
the City
Donald
because
Logue.
He was canceled by the women on that show?
Oh, maybe.
I think that's more of a, I don't really want to do this, but I'm perhaps contractually obligated. We'll do the pilot. I don't think he wanted to do it. Well, I mean, at what point does your opinion as some fat blogger with your Cheetos all over your MacBook, what does it matter what you think? The guy sitting on how many tens of millions of dollars, he could give a fuck what bet you think.
He did.
As you waddle your fat ass through a Walmart.
Ooh, and he did
for
that Law and Order.
Donut holes.
He wrote the Law and Order movie. Remember that? Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
There was a Law & Order movie?
Yeah, and that introduced Ice-T as a pimp, who later then went into Law & Order on SVU.
Oh,
so
I did not know that.
Was it a TV movie?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, see? See, this generation doesn't understand that there were movies
straight to DVD.
On the Teletini.
It wasn't even on TV, it was straight to DVD.
DVD hasn't been invented yet. Yeah. Like we're just putting it on this.
Yeah,
put it on a CD.
Yeah,
that's how bad it is. Hey, so Cliff Beach, I'm going to give you
like the smiley face. Huh?
90 seconds.
What's up?
To give us. Well, I guess tell us about you first, and then the musical news of the week.
Well, okay. You know We recently dropped a collaboration with Sound Tether for I Can't Get Enough. Super excited about the micro video that's out on Instagram. You can find that.
It's like,
a regular video.
Yeah.
But for tiny people to watch. You wear it like you go to the Natural History Museum. And you have to, like,
yeah.
Through the
look through
hole.
A telescope.
Yeah. It's like one of those like, you know, on a spoon, there's like a whole city, you know.
Oh, yeah, things, yeah. You know. Head of a pin. Yeah, you get it. Et cetera, et cetera.
Heavy lies the crown. You get it.
Right? Oh, Matador Goofy?
Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention this last week. Kevin Bacon was the third person in Mystic River. So we got to Mystic River and then kept going.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? So
if anybody, you know.
I'm sure. Well, maybe that'll get us some engagement.
That's why we kept saying Mystic River was everybody but Kevin Bacon.
He was the third guy.
The third man. Isn't that a movie?
Lawrence Fishburne.
Third Man Records.
No, Third Man. Isn't that a...
There's Third Hole Eye from the Sun Blind, the band with John Lithgow.
Oh, yes.
Well, I
love that band.
Playing theremin.
Where the kid was the old one? Cats.
The deli?
No, the musical.
Okay, what about it?
Well, I just finished, finally, after the pandemic, the rest of the Kimmy Schmidt Netflix, and they do a thing about cats. It's pretty funny.
Oh. It's the most random.
Wait, Kimmy Schmidt.
It's the most random.
I still think that guy is just underrated, Titus Burgess. I think he's has a great voice.
Well, we're related.
He's a singer.
Oh.
Right? He's kind of like you're related to Bruce Willis.
Oh, Burgess
because
and Sturgis.
Burgess and Sturgis.
I still
they're
think-
similar sounding.
Those are related?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, it was Turgis. But Burgess and Sturgis and all that. It's like Trump and Drumpf.
Isn't isn't the guy from Modern Family also Burgess?
Burgess Meredith.
No, the dad. The one dad, isn't his name something Burgess as well?
It could be.
The guy?
The guy who played Phil.
Yeah, I saw him all the time at the Culver City Farmers
Market. He was on Law & Order. He was serious before he was comedic.
He was in Dawn of the Dead, the remake.
Oh.
And that's
good for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but music news, yeah.
Ty Burrell.
Oh, yeah, I was wrong.
Not even close.
Well.
It has a B in it.
But the big guy who played gay wasn't gay, but the redhead guy was gay.
Are you talking about Jesse Tyler Ferguson?
We're just talking about Modern Family. You've tuned in to talk about a show that's been off the air for 10 years. Hey, do you like how the nerdy one became the bigger slut?
Oh.
Oops.
Yeah.
Her boobs were like, so huge. She couldn't hide them anymore.
The nerdy one became the one with the most following.
Oh, really? I fell
well,
off.
Let's go ahead and look up.
Well, the other one got sickly. Well,
so this one's, you know, she's good looking, right?
Yes, that was the older one, right?
She got sick with something. Sick as hell.
I still think, well, my opinion is the other one's still more attractive. But this one's more.
Yeah, I can see it hoary, in this area.
But like respect, like a consenting.
So good. She had some family problems, right, with her parents. She had to get emancipated or something.
Oh, really?
Boobs. The proculation.
They were so big.
I'm stuck in the issues with that.
Bigger than your face. I'm a boob man.
Oh, you're a boob man?
You're a boob man?
And an ass man. But a boob man. Yeah.
Well, if you could design your perfect person, would it be
Janet
like
Jackson
boob
smile.
Upstairs and,
Frankenstein?
Other? Ooh. Could you order like the hermaphrodite doll, or you could? Because they have sex dolls,
pick
right?
And choose?
Could you get? Do they have hermaphroditic?
Yeah,
sex dolls.
Definitely.
Do not look it up on my computer.
I'm not gonna look it
Please
up.
Please don't.
You answered so quickly.
They definitely have it. I mean, if you can think it, they have it.
That's probably true.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
You don't
Just
even have
say
to,
Japanese.
It doesn't even have to be in the right places. It could be a nose. You don't care.
Oh, I see. It's just as long as it's protruding.
Yeah, exactly.
The shadow nose.
That's from the Cyrano series.
He does.
De Bergerac.
Oh, speaking also of Alec Baldwin, the
you can't be related to a fictional character.
The
shooter.
The shooter there, the armorist from the movie Rust, was just given I think it was 15 or 25 years in jail.
Yeah.
Dang.
Look it up, would you?
So
sort of be wrong, because it was her fault. So she's getting the blame. And Alec Baldwin's in the movie, so he's cool. He's like in a new rom com, being like, "I'm innocent."
That director never came.
Also,
back.
OJ.
Oh,
man.
Good juice.
No matter what you say about anything else, one hell of a murderer.
18 months.
18 months.
What's 18 months?
Hell no.
Oh,
Hutchins.
That seems low. I thought it was 18 years. 18 months seems nothing.
Yeah.
That seems not enough.
She's only 26 years old.
So who's 26?
The arborist.
Arborist?
Yeah, the arborist.
Yeah, they had the
tree
the
fell
tree,
down.
Tree. Yeah.
Killed
it shot the shot.
The. Killed the woman making the craft services. She was in charge of mustards. It was just the muddy yolk fell.
You got to brown, you got 18 to deli.
Months. I thought it was 18 years. 18 months doesn't seem long enough to me. that's
oh, she was supposed that's to
that's
doable.
That's yeah. in between like a James Bond movie.
Well, you don't do the whole 18. I mean, you don't do the whole bit. You know, you don't go up the whole thing.
She'll be out. In,
yeah, you do 12.
She'll be out in 9 months. You know? She'll be good behavior. You know, maybe do one of these Cinemax lesbian. You know, they bang the guards. If you're let me tell you what. If
there has been a thing.
If I get into corrections, I'm doing a female prison because. You know, I mean, like, they're just, you're just, you know.
They save your semen on a napkin, from what I saw in the Law and Order episode.
Also, speaking of, is that the dress, talking about, like.
I can't see a Kleenex. Lewinsky,
talk about ruining a strong Jewish last name.
What a museum.
Like, you know somewhere there's, like a Lou, what was the name? I forgot, I shut it up.
Perlman?
Lewinsky?
Lewinsky, I forgot.
Oh.
Yeah. I forgot the setup for Lewinsky.
Okay. She did a TED Talk. It was really good.
Yeah? Standing up, or was she on all fours?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
She did about internet shame. It was good.
Oh, yeah.
She was the apex of that.
Was she tied up with an apple in her mouth?
No. No one was shooting a bow and arrow either, but.
Oh, why not?
That's a Tim thing.
Would you eat a whole pig? Like these one of these roasted pig things? Would you buy a whole pig?
I went to a wedding where I saw them roast a whole pig. The stomach looked like spaghetti.
Was it a Hawaiian thing? Was it a
no? It was a Southern thing, but but they did a whole pig though.
Southern or
other? I've seen the Hawaiian one too. Because Moana, everyone's family.
They're floating trailers on water.
I've been to Hawaii twice, and I've had the pig twice. The whole
I've
pig.
Never been to Hawaii.
Yeah, when they bring it out. You know,
I don't think that's
man. Those Polynesian guys with the fire sticks, man, they're so ripped. And we had pig.
And there was pig.
Yeah.
Speaking of pork, long, pork lawn.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's kicking in so early.
Oh,
that's when the writing was on the wall. My last Hawaii trip, but yeah, the mainland.
Stroke.
People that I know that live in Hawaii, when they come back to the States, they're like, it's too crowded.
Most famous for stealing car batteries, right? Hawaii? What's the deal there?
Yeah.
Huge crime rate. They just steal all the tourists, all the Hawaii, right? That's their whole thing.
Well, car batteries specifically?
Because they don't like it, because they were all cool for a while, hanging out.
As you remember.
Drinking coconuts and shit.
Yeah, and then we came over.
Now we got some IBM. Now there's a, you know.
They hate us.
Apple store.
Because they ain't us? No, they hate us, though. Because they don't like the tourism. They don't like the outsiders being there.
You got to go to one
they don't
of the
like
small
plantations.
Islands, right?
You can't be on a beach. You can't be like, you can be out of you.
Nobody's been on me since quite a long time.
I could tell. No, you have a underlying testicular rage that
I do.
Is pulsing through your body.
It's only one, but it's ornery.
Oh, yeah, you got that one angry nut.
Yeah.
So why don't you just get on the hookup sites? Just be like,
I'm on there, but I'm discounted.
No,
you mean like you're on sale?
Mm-hmm. The older you get, even though I lost a lot of weight, it became more attractive.
I have no doubt the women you're. First of all, stop the women that you're liking and that you think you deserve. Right? I know you. You're like, oh, Los Angeles 10 in Beverly Hills and a Mercedes. Check. What you need now?
I swipe up.
Is you need one of those?
I swipe indifferent.
You need one of those like.
It'll do.
Tarzana looking way like a Canoga Park broad. You know
Weathered.
What I mean? Who's just like comes in on a gray sweatshirt? And she gives it to you.
Minimum 3 bullet hole wounds. I get it. Just, you know, she's a survivor.
She pulls up in a piece of shit Altima. Yeah, you know. Yeah. I mean, with a cracked windshield. That's
it's not easy. It's not easy getting out there. Like it's harder than it's ever been. I think been.
But you're so particular.
No, it's not me. It's them.
Oh.
I don't get a lot of matches anymore.
But do you need new photos?
I updated them with all my skinny jeans.
Why don't we get new photos instead of green screen and we'll put you anywhere?
Some jeans were so skinny, I almost got a yeast infection.
A Liberace concert?
You're just going to pass over that, huh?
I didn't hear it. What'd you say?
I said some of those jeans were so skinny, I almost got a yeast infection. But yes.
Oh, sorry.
Liberace? Did you see that clip I sent you? I sent Brian a clip of Liberace. Oh, no, was it? No, I sent it to another friend. But it was Liberace on a game show or a talk show. And then they're like, Little Richard came out. And I was like, oh, when I was like, that's what happens when you're like, this couldn't get any gear.
Liberace and Richard, not Richard Lewis, Little Richard.
Little Richard Lewis?
Yeah. He's the pompadour and a little
Little Jerry Lewis.
I saw him up in there at Jewtown there. up there, Robertson Way.
Richard Little, that's the character actor, right? Or that's Rich Little, the comedian. But no,
Little John.
Richard Kind.
Little John.
Is that the guy?
Robin Hood.
The guy who's always everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm pretty sure he's Second City.
Yeah, he's been around.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
He really leans into the neurotic, right?
Yeah. Are you doing any more improv?
Yeah. Yeah. Tons.
Tons.
Like tons.
It's happening right now in front of our faces.
Yeah. It's like, I'm literally doing it right. Well, I've been trying to do it.
Oh. Day. You got a character? Lay it on us.
Lay it on character?
I've only cock-blocked you once.
I have an unbelievable character repertoire. You give me any character. You name it.
Yeah.
Name it.
Give me one of those Goodwill people.
What do you mean? Like a person who works at Goodwill?
Yeah.
Oh. You can't have bags in the store. You can't bring a bag in. People steal. Could you bring your bag to the counter? It's not you. It's just that a lot of people steal here. So could you bring your bag up? By the way, it's supposed to rain today. It's supposed to rain from 2:30 to 4:30, but they say it's a 30% chance of rain, but I think it's going to be more like a 35% chance of rain. But your bag will be right here. If you need anything, I'll be here. It's my birthday tomorrow, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of subtlety in there.
It is.
Yeah.
It's nuanced.
There's a lot of backstory.
It's pretty good.
I liked it.
Stella Adler.
But Goodwill makes money, right? Because they're charging you a lot
shit's
for free.
Shit.
Do they get rent breaks on the space
I mean, it's all deductible.
But I'm saying, do they also get like a free rent, basically?
No.
I don't know. I mean, probably not.
But they just don't pay taxes, so the donation just write it off.
Right. I mean, it's just part of,
Because nonprofit, you can give out all the money to salaries.
Trying to go for two more. I was trying to like.
Oh, sorry.
Get it in.
It's trying to like.
Let me step on the next one, though.
Bad won't.
Just give me something. Just give me.
Use it.
You put this motherfucker at the front of a fucking episode again. I'll tell you what, I'll kill all of you.
So good.
Oh no.
So good. Yeah.
All right, give me another character. Come on.
I hope I remember.
And then we're gonna do. Then we'll do you. Give me. I want three. Come on.
Okay.
Give me another character. And you've edited that where that doesn't look like shit.
Yeah. It looks perfect.
That's so bright. Remember that time you had the thing so bright that I could see my own spinal bifida, or whatever it was.
You were translucent.
Yeah. You could see my 1990s silver fillings.
This man, no one bleaches an anus like this one.
All right, so let's see.
This one's free.
I'm seeing, a French cake maker.
Oh, let me make us some cake. I love to make it a cake.
Oh, he's Italian.
I love to make it. My family is originally from Italy, but I live here in France now.
Talk about a border town.
That's good, yeah.
This is a whole backstory.
He's from Italy.
Right.
But he's in France.
All right.
And he immigrated to New York.
Yeah. give me the third and final one. So I can pretend that I have something to do with this.
Paula Dean's mom.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Aunt Jemima, bring it back.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Aunt Jemima.
Apparently, she was like an icon. People were like, by stamping out cancel culture, Aunt Jemima, the woman who became a millionaire from being the spokesperson for 50 years.
Right. Uncle Ben.
Also.
But Uncle Luigi's Pizza and Pasta. There's always like that.
Yeah.
He's always like kind of fat and jolly.
Well, Disney used to have an Aunt Jemima stand in the 50s.
Really?
Yeah, I saw a video where they were like, the opening day of Aunt Jemima's pancake house.
Clover City also had a crocodile farm.
Really?
Oh.
In the 20s and 30s, you'd go and you bring your family to go see the crocodiles of Clover City.
Well, there was that whole zoo. That whole traveling circus or whatever that lived over in Culver Palms area.
Oh, the homeless, the one with the woman with the beard. Those are just people from Portland living in tents.
Of course. Food and donuts.
Remember what you used to have to pay a nickel to see behind a tent? Now
it's all out.
You have to give $6 for a coffee.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Step right up. See the boobs.
Although, check out the biscuit bitch.
Oh, that
up in Portland.
That'd be a good character for me. Give me your.
The lesbian owned breakfast. Place.
Give me your. What's it called?
I'd go there.
I think it's Portland, Seattle, one of them.
Circus? You know, the who's the main guy?
Oh, the barker?
No, the main guy.
Oh, the
announcer.
Tent
ring
captain?
Leader? Ringmaster?
Ringmaster. Give me your ringmaster.
The ringleader.
What is the ringleader? That's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because there's the three rings. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it just sounds bad.
Sounds better than a ringmaster.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can't say master.
Ringmaster?
Right?
Step right up, step right here. See the skinny man, Cliff Beach. Once a giant fat whale of unattractiveness, now thinner.
Meow.
Oh, he's a cat.
Meow. Oh, and
what?
What?
Catman.
And he's half cat. What? I did not get the script. He's.
Hey, what do you guys think of the Nextdoor app? Are you guys members of Nextdoor?
No, I don't need to know what's happening in my neighborhood. I just opened up my window.
What is this app that we're promoting?
It's called Next. I'm not promoting it. I keep getting a thing saying people are inviting me to a Nextdoor app.
Is it? I think it's part of Amazon, or is it like Amazon Ring?
No, it's like that neighborhood watch kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Like someone's running with a machete through the town, you'll get a notification.
Yeah.
It's you.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm
on TV.
I had to turn that off. Because I got some sort of like ring camera thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, we're in a major city, so every 50 minutes someone's like, you know.
Oh, they're walking by, yeah.
Dog slain.
Oh, got that. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It turned out that it was the dog ate man.
Dog ate man.
Man, what was that? This is the Norma
dog. Man by dog?
Yeah, man by dog. It's the Norma dog thing in there.
And I was waylaid by a lady.
Oh, a talker?
Yeah, a talker.
Ugh. Lonely,
probably, and she was telling me about how there's all these sexual predators in the neighborhood, and
yes,
somebody's wearing contacts that are too blue, and this is why I don't go on this Nextdoor app, because I just you just hear
have
like
you been
the
on
craziest
there? Have you
person.
Been on the Megan's Law? Have you been on there?
Megan's Law.
Yeah. Oh, have you been on like the sexual registry?
Oh, and you can like see where they are.
Yeah, let's do it right now.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and look up. I think it's.
So I got to look up my neighborhood and see what's going on?
Yeah, you
have to
look up like fine sex offenders or something.
Okay.
Go ahead. So we're on meganslaw.ca.
All right. Let's put in my address.
Okay, he's putting
here.
In the street. We're not going to put the name. We won't put out there what it is, but it is located in Southern California. We can say that.
That is
bottom
true.
Southern half of the state. You seem really worried like your picture's about to pop up.
Oh, where the cod piece
is
going to
go. This film is under Rafik and Cliff, the top three. Now, what they should do is they should, once the government gets that chip in you and you're a sex offender, so that as you walk around.
You got a chip?
Yeah, you'll know. Oh, look, you didn't get the Duracell chip?
I did not. Wait, should I do 2 miles? This is a 2 mile radius from my address.
Sure, do 2 miles.
That sounds right, yeah.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, shockingly close.
That one is close.
Oh, shockingly close. Let's see who it is.
6'2".
He's 6'2".
150 pounds. He's skinny.
What data? Well, just give me the year.
89.
What was his crime?
Wait, it says his crime?
Yeah, hit more info.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, harmful matter sent with intent of seduction of a minor. That's a dick pic.
Dick pic, yeah.
Dick
yeah.
pic.
Okay. I wonder how many. There's probably a lot of dick pic offenders.
Well,
the other,
well,
this guy. So are we guessing this fella's crime? Is that what we're doing?
Oh, that's a good little game. Yeah, he had sex with like his niece or something.
Yeah, I can see this is the face he makes looking through the chain link fence of a preschool. Well, let's find
overlooking
out.
Overlooking that hotel. Yeah. Lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14 years of age.
I think we got it right.
I think we have it. This looks fun. Little game. All right. Let's see what else we got in the neighborhood.
Okay.
This is gross.
We'll put your address in next.
It's like a license photo. They always put your worst photo to make you look as
person. Oh, a woman.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, Tia. Ooh. Oh,
human trafficking.
Cause, induce, persuade minor to engage in specified commercial sex acts. She's pimping. She's just 20.
Is that commercial acting? What you've been doing this whole time?
It still counts.
You don't want to join the union.
Stella Adler.
Huh.
What else we got? This is pretty. We have another young man. What's his name? Oh,
looks like he has
Jay.
A kind face.
This guy's also a dick pic to a young girl.
It does seem that way, right? He seems like he's.
Oh, he's born so close to me, and his face looks so ashamed.
Let's see.
Come on, what do we got?
Possessor control obscene matter depicting minor in sexual act.
That means he's got kiddie porn.
That could happen to anybody, right? Though. What if you've clicked on something and it how would you know if they're above her age? You're not gonna hold their license in the photo.
That's why you always go for the oldest looking videos you can find.
She's like, definitely.
That definitely is an underage.
So one more.
Well, also you must be.
Oh, whoops, same lady. Okay.
It has to be a dark web thing. There has to be a way where there has to be a clear, like, you had to know it was a young person.
This guy is in trouble. This guy's name is Aaron, and he looks like he's a stoner, and he also has images.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like a dick pic sender.
He's a guy who has images.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds right. What do you think?
Yeah. What do you think?
Oh, he's smiling so hard. I think he does have images.
Go for it.
All right, let's see. Let's get the reveal.
Possess or control obscene matter depicting.
Now, you know, though, some people to have
depicting a minor in sexual conduct.
Some people just to have, like, no trial. They make the deals that force them to go on the registry. It doesn't mean they were guilty or not. Sometimes they just, it makes more sense to do that to avoid a worse sentence later.
Maybe we should clear this out with some TikToks. Wait, it's got to be time.
Wait, my question
is, definitely time. Yeah.
Can you get off the registry? Like
work your way up? I think it's forever.
Yeah, like, I'm saying, but is there a way to, like, let's say I was innocent.
Well, I'm sure there's a way.
Is there a way that I could petition and be like, I need to
You're not innocent. You're guilty.
I'm just saying, like for me, I would fight my whole life to get off of it.
Tiny Tim's TikToks.
Oh, in the face.
Oh, that is
that's like a pint glass in the face, right? Or like a pint mug.
Oh, yeah. That made full contact. I felt that one, actually.
You get to a lot of butterflies out of your anger.
Oh, yeah. Anger, you know how I do.
That's that.
Dad punch.
Yeah. That's what I call having sex with my wife.
Oh, jeez.
Light that motherfucker up, I'll smoke it.
What did he say?
Light that motherfucker up, I'll smoke it.
That's sad. I need someone who literally drank themselves to death, and it was sad.
They drowned?
No, they just deliver death. But I mean,
that was good. terrible, but.
This is not civilized.
That's okay.
Not a good direction. That's not a closer. Find me. How come there's no one falling down? There's no one shitting in an Albertsons.
Where's the person shitting in the Albertsons?
Is this chick hot or not?
We already did that one.
The registry.
Oh, that's close enough. This was another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis. I am that Brian Sturgis. Hey, you can follow this guy, Timothy Hall, at Timothy Hall Music. You can follow this guy, Cliff Beach, at Cliff Beach Music. You can follow me. Hey, like, subscribe, whatever. I had another, like, 45,000 minutes viewed this month. And,
that's good.
Zero subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
So once a month, consistent. YouTube tells me how no one likes you. I feel like it.
You're riding the wave.
Good news plus bad news
equals time.
You level out.